Hey there, welcome aboard. You just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we will go ahead and get it started. Here on the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast, you know, we talk about sports, we talk about music, and we talk about life. So, we'll start with news on the sports front. And so many different things have happened since the last episode, so I'm going to try to keep it brief. NBA-wise, well, no, let's go ahead and talk about Super Bowl last night. Super Bowl was last night, Philly versus Kansas City. And, of course, it was it checked all the boxes that the NFL could have dreamed for, right? You have two young black quarterbacks, each with a different playing style. You had the Kelce brothers, Travis versus Jason. You had Rihanna doing the Super Bowl halftime show. You had three different diverse voices doing the Negro National Anthem, America the Beautiful, and the National Anthem itself. So, all those boxes checked off. I know Roger Goodell was probably just like, well, I ain't gonna say what he was probably doing, but I'm pretty sure that he was overjoyed in abundance with everything that jumped off last night. So, yeah, Miss Cheryl Lee Ralph, Queen Cheryl Lee Ralph singing the Negro National Anthem. She did a hell of a job, really good job. Had my man Babyface singing America the Beautiful. I loved it. But perhaps the highlight was of that set was my man Chris Stapleton singing the National Anthem. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is that Chris Stapleton, I mean, he, like, if you put him in an arena with folks of different backgrounds and nationalities, we will all be rocking to them. Because I know me personally, I get down with the song Tennessee Whiskey. Like, that's my shit. You know, like, I'll put that joint on and I'll pour me a glass of something and light a cigar. I'm chilling. You know, Tennessee Whiskey is my shit. So, Chris Stapleton, if he's the one artist, he's probably the one country artist outside of, you know, a few more like Darius Rucker and a few others that will bring people together. Like, the man had the coach of Philly's coach crying on the sidelines like somebody that broke his heart. That's how great his singing was. Oh, and I also forgot to mention that the Air Force that normally does a flyover for the game, I think it's the Blue Angels, all the people that were flying the planes, they were all ladies. So, you know, and I think that's the first time that they had an all-female, excuse me, an all-women crew doing the flyover for the Super Bowl. So, like I said, Roger Goodell was just trying to check all the boxes this year. But, of course, you know, in the game, it can only be one winner, one loser. Well, one winner. And Kansas City came out on top last night, 38-35. I don't particularly care for the way that the game ended. So that's going to lead to a lot more speculation, conspiracy. But, you know, that's the NFL for you. Patrick Mahomes is the Super Bowl MVP. Travis Kelce beat his brother, but their mom was there to, you know, congratulate one and console the other. And I thought that was pretty cool also. My girl Riri, not only did she rock her Super Bowl set, and she did it solo, like, she brought no guest appearances, not even the people that was on, you know, her hit songs. She didn't bring them up on the stage. And I was surprised because Jay-Z was actually there. So we thought for sure he was coming out, but nah, she didn't. So not only did she rock her Super Bowl set, but also she revealed to the world that they have, she has another little one on the way. So congrats to her and A$AP Rocky. On the NBA front, there was a flurry of trades towards the trade deadlines, but the biggest ones that stuck out was Brooklyn. Brooklyn has traded Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks, and they traded KD, Kevin Durant, to the Phoenix Suns. So I don't know what the hell Brooklyn's going to look like the rest of the season, but it sounds like they're going to go through some growing pains and probably won't make the playoffs. So my late show also did some trades towards the end of the deadline, having moved Russell Westbrook to the Utah Jazz, and we sent Pat Beverly packing to the Orlando Magic. In exchange, we got D'Angelo Russell, and I believe we got Scottie Pippen Jr. I got to go back and look and see what we actually received. But I know we got D'Angelo Russell, who's been on fire from Minnesota. We also got Mo Bamba, who is a center for, or was one of the centers for the Magic. And so I'm hoping that these moves will at least put us in the space of being able to get to the play-in game for the playoffs. But we'll see. But the Western Conference is going to be interesting now that we have Kyrie Irving for Dallas and KD playing for Phoenix. So the rest of the season is about to be good. So get your popcorn ready. Because it's about to be a great one after the All-Star break. And I also forgot. The University of South Carolina women's basketball team, coached by one Dawn Staley, put an ass cutting on the LSU Lady Tigers yesterday, 88-64. LSU fans, I'm in a black alumni group on Facebook. SEC Black Alumni is what it is. And LSU fans were talking mad shit. Like, I mean, they just thought that they was going to come in there and drag us. And it's like, nope, not happening. Not in our house. And it did not. So let that be a lesson. And we'll see. And this is only part one, because part two is coming up in the SEC championship. And then part three, when you come up in the NCAA Women's Final Four, because the girls ain't stopping and the girls ain't done yet. So congrats to Dawn and the rest of the ladies for shutting it down and letting them know they ain't but one number one team in the country for women's basketball, and they are located in Columbia, South Carolina, on the campus of the University of South Carolina. So that's right. Proud alum, class 2000, know how it was done. Enough said. And real quick, so don't really have anything for you on the music front, because I noticed there's been some new music that has come out, but I just haven't been up on it yet. But moving on to the more life front, the only thing I want to impart on you guys is, you know, continue to be yourself. Continue to be yourself. I had a conversation with a former, let's just say former supervisor of mine, and I basically was voicing my frustrations at the fact that I feel like I can't be myself at work. And I feel like because, you know, I can't be myself, or if I am myself, not only do I get in trouble, but I also feel like it's holding me back. And so he's basically telling me, you know, that, you know, you should always try to be yourself, because when you're not being your authentic self, people know. And that's when things can even become worse versus you just being yourself. And so I thought a lot about it because I actually went out of town last week for work. So that's another reason why I didn't drop an episode. But on the flight back, I actually let it sink in and thought about it. And I said, you know what? Yes, I'm going to continue to be myself. Because when you are your genuine and authentic self, I mean, it's a choice that people have. They could either like it or not. But it's not your job to make somebody like you. It's not your job to help them determine whether they're going to like you or not, right? Your job is just to be yourself, bring your best self, bring your authentic self to the table every day in all your interactions, whether it be at work or whether it be in your personal life. But you should always continue to be yourself, because the people that want to be around you will be there. The people who want to get to know you and understand you will be there. The people who may say, you know what, I know this is the path you may want to take, but let's try something different, right? They're going to be there. The people who are going to tell you what you need to know versus what you want to hear, they're going to be there. The people that get aggravated by you being yourself, they're not your friends. They don't need to be there. They don't need to be in your life. So that was the one big lesson I learned, is that, yes, there's nothing wrong with being your authentic self. Now, I will say that being a black man, a 44-year-old black man, I know the reality of, you know, it's hard being yourself, right? I know it's hard. And yes, at times there are repercussions for being yourself, but damn it, we got to break out of the cycle of not being ourselves because we feel like we have to appease certain people, right? So I'm at the stage in life now where it's either this is me, here I am, like it, love it. If you like it, I like it. If you don't, well, you're just going ahead, keep it moving. We'll respect you. We will be cordial and we can respect one another. But that's about as far as it goes. Because I'm not going to change who I am to appease you. And obviously, if I aggravate you without, you know, even saying anything or what have you, then there's something wrong with you. There ain't nothing wrong with me. So that's just where I am with it in life. So press on, stay focused, but always remember, it's always better to be yourself. So that's all that I have for y'all tonight. I know it's been a while since I talked to everyone, all my audience members. But again, you know, it's just been life. You know, I've just been busy doing stuff personally, professionally. Not that I've forgotten about this. I just had other things that was going on. But now that I have a little bit of time, I decided I wanted to reach out and let you know that I'm still here. And we are still rolling. And we are still going. So right here, Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we are here for you. And I will leave you, like I always leave you, after every episode, which is, I wish you nothing but peace and one love.